Ralph, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President, for calling. Mr. President, what I wanted to call you about that I felt was urgent was this. In the workshops at the convention last week in Atlantic City, where we went table by table, about six or eight of us who plan to be campaigning actively in each table, while we were there with Jim Rowe, Irwin said that Shivers would be appointed to charge of the businessmen for the Democratic ticket of Texas. Told us that there at the workshop. Now, Bush is mailing out literature all over Texas, quoting the Dallas News, reproducing it, that Shivers is supporting Bush. George Sandlin of Austin, who is Shivers' main political organizer and hatchet man, is working with Bush, mailing out literature for Bush all the time. He has the name of some kind of associates. Now, Shivers' men are actually running in Bush's campaign. Bush is distributing Dallas News stories that Shivers is supporting, and that's substantiated by the fact that Shivers' main campaigner is working in Bush's campaign. If Shivers is appointed to an official position in this campaign, it will just tear our people from hell to breakfast down there.
Well, I never heard of it. I wouldn't say that that's going to happen at all, although I wouldn't say that it's not going to happen. I just don't know anything about it, and I tried to talk to the governor about it the other day and said, now let's try to coordinate our plans on the campaign, and let's see how we're going to set them up, what we're going to do here. And he said, well, he'd prefer to talk about it as soon as he got his state convention behind him. He said, I've worn out at this one, and I'm got to go right in and start organizing my state convention. And after my state convention, we can talk about it. And I said, all right. And that's about it. Now, we want to try to get along with their organization. We don't want to fight. I don't want to bar anybody, Shivers or Mayor Randolph or anybody that wants to support Democrat. I want them to support them, even though they've been straight off and fought us and everything else in the past. On the other hand, I don't want somebody that's holding a Democratic position to be fighting you in any way. And I'll try to...
Shivers' organization is waging a very active fight with Bush now. It's George Sandlin's heading. It's under, I forgot the first word, it's some kind of associates. I've been shown the literature down there.
Yeah.
They're turning. And the Shivers organization's already at work with Bush very actively. And Bush himself is mailing out these headlines out of the Dallas News that Shivers is supporting. Yeah. Now, I'm like you. I'm in this, Mr. President. I don't want to bar anybody, whether he's ever supported me or hasn't supported me or fought me. But this is one man that our people can't and won't work with.
Yeah, I understand that. I would.
Now you've got other conservatives like.
No, I would agree.
Lloyd Benson, others.
I would agree with that. I would agree that.
And we've got no objection to you appointing a conservative businessman who's never supported me to solidify the party.
Well,
is the one man with the Veterans Land Board scandal and the insurance and bank scandal. They were. He and John Van Funk, I had his staff down there. I don't say he heard, but his staff was just selling those bank charters and insurance charters for $1,000 apiece. That's one thing I had a hope of being elected governor on. Businessmen talked to me about it and said, well, we don't like this, but we're not going to support you. And they knew this thing just brings all kinds of, brings the issue of corruption in this thing. It'll be bad with them slandering us now with Billy Sylvester's thing. You and me and all this hated
book. Yeah, I've got some bad news on that. I got it from one of our friends. I don't know how reliable it is, but he claims that they've gone back now and given lie detector tests to these fellows that participated in the first primary. And to lie detector tests indicate they're telling the truth, and they're going to spring that on us.
Well, this is on the front page of the Dallas News Sunday.
This Sunday?
Front page story.
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
Well, they told.
Keaton was telling the truth. Of course, that was Connally's lie detector men, and of course... Mr. President, we know if they can coach a man and show what they want to show with the lie detector test. There are all kinds of articles in these magazines about how unreliable the lie detector tests are. That's his Nick McKee. Now, they're saying the FBI, that he was threatened. The FBI, I've talked to the Justice Department. There were no threats to that man, and they've gone back to see him again after hearing these reports, and he told them that he didn't repudiate what he told the FBI. So, Connally, this is Connally outfit, he and Homer Garrison, typical of Garrison's operation. When I was running against Shivers, Garrison let him take this fellow who'd convicted for 99 years for murder, for conspiracy to murder, that son of that lawyer at Alex, and had him say in the midst of our campaign runoff that I'd promised him a pardon if I was elected governor. Now, this is the second time Homer Garrison's pulled something like that, 10 years apart.
Well, I wonder why I can't...
The operation to try to protect Jimmy Banks and the Dallas News libel suit. I've got that in the hands of lawyers, brief. And to help to protect Jimmy Banks and the Dallas News, he uses the Department of Public Safety to try to... by the slander.
What is the department doing taking lie detector tests?
The State Department of Public Safety.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They just want to do a smear job because I've talked to district attorneys and they tell me it's practically impossible to prosecute the case to get the Department of Public Safety to come in to some kind of case. And they were astonished, some district attorneys, the Department of Public Safety do this because unless they say they just won't enter the routine case. They're out trying to repudiate the FBI. And they tell Ingear, they've got in that front page story of the Dallas News Sunday that the effect of it is that his life was threatened, he's in danger of his life. In other words, the FBI threatened his life is the reason he made that statement. It's a lie.
Well, I'll read that and I get back and see if I can't do something about it. I didn't know. Yeah, do you think that the governor is fighting you for the Senate?
Well, who could activate the Department of Public Safety to try to go in and prove the FBI was lying except the governor? I don't know. I can't answer your question.
Have you heard anybody? Have you heard?
Tell me. Yes, I've been told that he, from sources that I consider reliable, Mr. President. I hope you won't ask me to reveal them. I promised I wouldn't. But that he called some 4 weeks ago, called Bush and told him he'd do anything he could to help him.
I don't believe that, but...
I'm not asking you to believe that. I just don't know. I'm not close enough to John to go talk to him about it.
Well,
certainly the Department of Public Safety and certainly his friend Shivers and all them are doing what they can. Now, I don't mean Joe Kilgore. I don't put him in the category of the Shivers.
Is Joe against you?
Joe told the paper's print report that he was, and he told me it wasn't so. He hadn't told anybody.
Did he tell you he's for you?
I don't remember. He just said he was not opposing me, that this was a false report, that he was supporting Bush. He left the implication. He may have told me outright he was, but I believe he said I'm voting a straight ticket. I think he said that, but he said he absolutely was not opposing.
Well, I'm sure they won't take any action here without my approval, and I won't approve it until I talk to you further about it, and we'll look at it before anything.
This is one man that tear the Democrats of Texas up, Mr. President,
I think that's right.
I've just got too many. You have solidified all the flavor of the liberals, and they've got the precinct organization. When they found out you were coming in, my office stayed on the phone 4 hours to get some people to come out there to be sure this welcome. Well, these other fellas ought to have done the same. We expected the others would could turn out a bigger crowd than us. They just didn't do it. I don't mean to deliberately didn't do it, but they're just not in their fight.
I think that's right.
And I don't want to run them off. I want them to come in to fight. But this man, you just can't do it, Mr. President, without just driving to the wall the people that are fighting the hard.
All right, I'll talk. I'm going to leave here in a little bit, and I'll talk to you when I get back up there.
And you've got plenty of good conservatives. They don't have to be supporters of mine that never voted for me, but haven't done all these things to make them anathema other people all over the state, like Shivers has. All the bitter things he said about Democrats when he was supporting Eisenhower, and about Mr. Rayburn calling him a peanut brain, and all these things. He's cut scars people not going to live down. Rayburn friends, others, the bitter things he said about Mr. Speaker Rayburn and others, and about Truman and all the Democrats, this thing would just set them on fire. Be the biggest boost, I think, that Goldwater could get in Texas. The biggest single boost would be to put Alan Shivers in an official position in the Democratic campaign.
What do you think about your campaign against Bush?
Well, I need to be down there campaigning. I'm going to beat him, but I can't beat him sitting up here, Mr. President. I'm going to get on the ground. I think I'll beat him, among other things, because he's lying about it. And I think when I prove the facts, that will rebound on him. He says my son's on the government payroll as just a schoolboy. He's been a lawyer for now 9 years, as case editor of the Law Review, a distinguished student and a good lawyer, 9 years of practice in government service. He says that I voted against the bill limiting beef imports. I never voted against that bill, supported it all the time. I'm not urging that. I'm not bragging about that around the president, but I think
that's what you ought to do.
And he, two or three things like that, he's deliberately falsified. And he just goes out and tells a point-blank lie, assuming that he'll have me on the defensive answer. Instead of being on the defensive, I'm going to take the offensive on his tool. His lack of it. I'm amazed this fellow, the Phi Beta Kappa, from Yale, is just as bad as Gordon McClendon, following the same line.
I thought that we had a good meeting the other night, didn't you?
Mr. President, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. You know that man, that radio post over there, I've never gotten any votes. Gillespie County. They vote for you first and me second. He told me after, says I'm for you. That means he's for you.
Well, I'm going to do all I can. I'll talk to you and I'll get back.
That endorsement of me was generous beyond the call of friendship. Closest friends couldn't have been that generous. I'll never forget. Please appreciate it. I'm not telling you this about Shivers.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
This is going to cause us unending trouble if this man put it on.
All right.
There's no way to cause us. I'm right now actively campaigning for Bush. This is, if a man designed how to split the Democrats, he couldn't figure out a smarter scheme.
I'll get on it and I'll talk to you and get back.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, sir, for calling.
Bye.
Operator.